Let's start with Pei Dalet Amid Aleph. Today's daf is Pei Hey, I believe, right? Today's Pei Hey. But let's learn the sugya on the Pei Dalet Amid Aleph. Afroshas Masros Bikoine Mehechsher Musmach. A Hechsher, a reliable, Musmach means reliable. Hechsher means a kashrus organization that says that it's kosher. But here, the reason the kashrus is not for kosher, non-kosher. The kashrus organization is telling you that Trumois and Maestrois were separated. So he asks a very fascinating shaila, that who says we can rely upon the kashrus organizations to tell us that fruit and vegetables are masukon, have Trumois and Maestrois separated from them. Perhaps you have to do it yourself, or the person that gives it to you has to be a chover. Okay, the Gemara talks about that the only Ami Haratzim are not believed with regard to Trumas and Maestras. And only Chaverim. If you purchase food from another, your fellow Jew, from an Am HaAretz, you have to assume that the Am HaAretz did not separate.
Oh, you're not sure.
You're not sure. Most Ami HaAretz do separate. Everyone separates Truma, but most separate Meiser. But there are some that do not separate Meiser. Chazal said you have to separate Meiser again. Now, here's the question. The question is, today, when you talk about the Gemara, a person is the Am HaAretz. Today, what status are we today? What? Right. When you talk about an Am HaAretz Tamei Chazal, it means like today a big time Rosh Yeshiva. And yet the Gemara says that even in those days, the only one that is Neman is a Chover. Now, a Chover was a very exclusive club.
They use that term.
So we don't appreciate what it means to be a chaver. Chaver, you have to accept upon yourself chumras and precious. You have to do certain things. It was a very difficult club, a very difficult group to enter. And the Gemara says the only one that is neman to be mafresh, chumas and maestros, are chaverim. If you're not from the chaverim, you're the ones that you call.
Chaverim called Yisrael.
The ones you call, you know, to change your tire. The ones you call to change. The only they are neman to be mafresh, chumas and maestros. So therefore, the question is, how is it that obviously we know the answer, but the question is, how is that today when you buy something in the supermarket and on the from Eretz Yisrael and on the Hechsher it says, number one, it's kosher. Number two, the Badat says that this item, there's a seal that they were mafresh trumas and maestras. Or the Badats are chaverim. The Badats are not chaverim. Just because they're shemesh Torah mitzvos does not make the badats into the madrega of a chover. So the halacha should be that we should be required to be mafresh on our own chumas and maestros, and that would be very simple. That basically would mean is that you would be dafka not the kashrus organization, the people who own the produce, when they would sell you the produce, would not be mafresh chumas and maestros. And when you, the consumer, buy something, so every time you buy something, you mafresh on your own chumas and maestros. So where does it come, Bisman Hazeh, such a thing that the kashrus organizations are mafresh chumas and maestros, and they give a hechsher, and we rely upon it? From the Gemara, you need to be a chover to do this. And the whole concept of chaverus is batel Bisman Hazeh. Okay, let's see what he says. Mavur b'sugyon shetiknu chachamim iser demai al kol peros eretz yisrael. Okay, it's pei dalad am an aleph. It's a learn the Gemara that chachamim they established an iser demai al kol peros amoritz. Any fruit that belongs to amoritz, Chazal said is demai, which means a subject of mafresh shumas and maestros. The almanash lo yichoshev adam am haaretz. In order for a person to not to be considered yichoshev am haaretz, hitzrichu sheyekabel olav chaverus. You have to become a chaver. Kimavur barichus b'masech de demai, and that's not so simple. Okay, the average fellow will not pass the test. Will not get into this club. The Danu Apaiskim Shulchorah Bisman Hazeh Shein Alonu Chaverim. Bisman Hazeh, we don't have this thing called Chaverim. No one would make it today, Bisman Hazeh. Peros Kol Adam Him Demai. Every average person, even the biggest Talmidei Chachamim, should be in the category of Demai. When you go to your, for someone, you buy something in the supermarket, or you go to a fellow Rosh Hashiva to eat his food, you should not be allowed to eat unless you separate yourself. That's the question. The kashrus agencies are amaratzim themselves. The kashrus agencies, bizman hazeh, are not chaverim. The people who run the kashrus agencies have not been elected into the group of the chaverim. It doesn't exist today, the chaverim. So the default is every single human being, bizman hazeh, is an am haaretz. And everyone is an am haaretz. If when you buy something in the supermarket, you actually have to separate yourself. Shumos and maestros. The ain adam oichal eitzel chaveri elaim ken maaser. The O Danu Apaiskin, who imav shulis mechal hechsher v'hashkacha. So what are you going to tell me? Oh, there's a hechsher. Who says you're allowed to lie upon a hechsher? The hechsher is no different than someone making believe. You have to be a chaver. That's the bottom line. The im hechsher mafkia shem demay min aperos. Just because there's a seal from an organization that the chumas and maishan and separate, is that enough to rely upon? Oisha dai nisha shem demay al aperos, and maybe the shem demay remains on the peros. So this is something obviously we know that we are going to rely upon it, but why? Why is this so? So
here we go. You're qualified yourself to take it out.
Exactly. It's not about being qualified.
No,
who?
Individual.
Oh, no. Your belief for yourself, that you believe. For yourself, in the Torah, that's the rules of the Torah. You are believed to do what's good for yourself.
I think I can do it.
Why can you do it? You learn the halachas. What's there to do? You don't need to be a mekubal to do this. You go and you take out. Even if you don't make the bracha, you take 10%. You take one kernel of grain, it's truma. You take a small amount, approximately 10%. For yourself, you have to. You cannot. The point is, you're not allowed to rely upon someone else. You cannot trust someone else. People will not trust someone else with your money. Right, you wouldn't go give money to someone unless you really know what's going on. So why is it when it comes to Trumas and Maestros today do we rely upon other people when the Gemara clearly tells us you should not under any condition rely upon someone else unless that person is called a Chaver? And being that Bizman Hazeh we don't have this institution called Chaverus, does not exist, so by default every single person is called an Am Haaretz, and the laws are the peros of Am Haaretz.
You do trust the Beis Din.
That's the question. Yeah. Well, the other things, but Chazal say.
I also trust my wife.
What? Wife maybe is different because ishtoy ki gufoy. But now, when it comes to an outsider, another fellow human being, Chazal have told us you may not trust. It's a Ferish of Gemara. That's the daf. You may not trust another fellow with regard to Trumas and Maestros. Do it yourself, unless that person is a chaver. Bizman hazeh, there's no chaverus. So everyone is Am Haaretz. Yeah. Kashrus may be different. Kashrus, maybe you can trust someone. Only when it comes to Trumas and Maestros did Chazal step in. Chazal never, we don't find anywhere in Chazal that there was a need for a Kashrus organization in time of Chazal. Kosher Mita, you don't need an organization. You trust a person. It's good enough. Eid, Echad, Nemon, Bisurin. In earlier times, Kashrus organizations is relatively a modern thing. How long does it exist? 100 years? Not even? Not even 100 years.
It's more than 100 because...
It depends for what?
They gave a hechsher on soap.
They gave a hechsher on soap?
Right, the Rokich soap, which was a big chiddush that they gave.
Blue and red.
Okay, but whatever kashrus aid echad nemon b'isurin. You have a caterer, you hire a caterer, he brings in the food, is the food kosher? The caterer tells it's kosher. I'm a shomer Torah mitzvos. I set it up, I brought in the workers, I bought all the food. Trust me, it's kosher. Kosher. You don't make hadin, eid echad nemon b'isurin. Today it's unacceptable. You have to have a hechsher. And the hechsher is not good enough. You have to have multiple hechsherim. Right? If you don't have multiple hechsherim, you're already suspect. Why only one hechsher, not two hechsherim, three hechsherim? That's the world we live in today. But Chazal did not require this, but Chazal did require even worse. They told you that when it comes to Hafrash, Chumas, and Maestros, even the biggest hechsher is not good enough. You got to do it yourself. Unless he's a chaver. A chaver is different. We don't have chaverim. This is the question. Hine hachazoynish. Kosav sha'am oritz haynu oisam shenish. Let's see.
What's the criteria to be a chaver?
Okay, I don't remember. It's a mishnayis. No, there are certain
around this word chaver.
I don't remember. I remember. There are certain very extreme things you have to do.
But you have to. What's the criteria?
There were extreme measures. So I think it's a couple of mishnayis and sech denai. What you have to do. Sech denai. There are rules. I don't know. It's a mishnayis. It's very stringent, very high level of observance. Very high level.
Everything
yeah. What else?
In chulin
b'tahara. Okay, the very, very high level of and also you have to be elected. You just can't become a chaver on your own. Your friends have to give you the title, like getting smicha. Your friends have to, the people who are already part of the group have to go and be masked, and you also can be a member of the group. It was a very difficult thing to achieve.
Any rationale why is all wanted then? You turn my to be special chaver as opposed to just
kachris.
Is there any rationale
why? Why is that? Maybe it's tevel. Maybe because it's a chiv karis. Maybe that's why. Regular kosher food, it's only lois hasei. What?
10% is a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. It's money also. It's money, and it's tevel. Tevel is misa b'dei shemayim. Misa, whereas eating non-kosher meat is a lois hasei. Malkus. It's no big deal. That's no big deal. Eat non-kosher meat. Okay. Eating tevel. Karis. Misa b'dei shemayim. Oh. Because of the Kedushas Yom Tov, everyone was uplifted. In the Hanami, on Yom Tov, everyone was in a different Madrega. You're right. On the Sholosh Golem, in Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, excuse me, everyone was together. Everyone was together. I'm not sure. Okay, let's go further. Let's see. Hine, hachazoynish kosaf she'am ha'aretz haynu oisam she'nimdu b'gemara kol she'enu karei kriyashma shachris v'yaris b'bir choysach. What exactly is a real am ha'aretz? Oh, you're so kind to me. Thank you so much. Avner, ha'shakayach. Thank you. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam she'hakol mi'yeh b'dvaro.
Saying, what's a real Amar to you? Get me engraved a diploma.
Amar is the Raisa. Hine, hachazaynish kosav sh'amaretz haynu oisam sh'nimnu b'gemara kol she'enu kare kriyashma shachris v'yarvis b'birchoy seha. Someone that does not recite kriyashma in the morning shachris b'birchoy seha oy she'enu menich tefillin. And then he goes on to explain because the Derech Hamun, I believe, is from the Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Derech Hamuna, Shahainu Davka Bebeged Shal Dal Kenafos, the person that wears a bag that has four corners and does not put on tzitzis. Oy Sheyesh Lebanim Veinim Galim Lumatayra. Or another example is the person that has children does not put them in a yeshiva. Veafilu Misha Karig V'Shanim V'Lo Yeshimish Talmidei Chacham Zeh Amar. It's a person that even if he learns Talmud, but it's not Mishamish Talmidei Chacham. That already is the Derech and Amo Aretz. The Kosaf Hachazoinish Shebiz Manenu L'Chayra Ein Lanu Korei V'Shanim. We don't have such a thing as manaz. Everyone is manaz. Everyone who shomer Torah mitzvos automatically cannot be called the Gemara's term amaretz. Even though we like to think that to be an amaretz is a madrega, but the truth is you can't say anyone bizman hazeh who is a shomer Torah mitzvos is an amaretz. You'd come to shul, you daven, you wear tefillin, you put on tzitzis, you send your kids to yeshiva. You're not amaretz. You have respect for Talmidei Chacham. You're not amaretz. V'ula haynu oisam shemishnasam sedur lohem mikufya. People whose their mishnayis mikufya means by rote, by lip service. People who just go through life, they're observant, like robots. Ve'einam yoidim la'ayinu lahavin. ומסקוים נגד רבויסינו היועדים את התורה באמס ואינם שם לוחם ואינם נכנם לוחם those people, maybe you, I think he's saying maybe those people who are who b'gemara shenechelku hatanoim b'zev halachad v'kulam v'hinei b'zmanenu shenispalbulu but mirav goliyos v'ein lanu chaverim b'misores avaseinu ilu bonu likvoya chaverim. If we were going to establish chaverim, roi lanu likvoya lechaverim kol elu she'ein bohem pichisiyos am oretz hanal. If we were to establish bezman hazeh chaverim, then we would have to require anyone. You can't be like the people mentioned before. Mikol mokayim kosher. Everyone bezman hazeh, right? To be a chaver bezman hazeh. That's what he's saying. He's saying that you can't. What he basically seems to be saying is, the gist of it is that bezman hazeh. It's true. We do not have chaverim. You're right. But we also don't have amei haratzen. And therefore, who told you what?
Yes, we do.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people who are shomer torah. Talking about the Orthodox community. So he's basically saying, is you're reading the Gemara wrong. You're making this whole question is built on the premise that in order to trust someone for Trumas Maestros, they must be a chaver. That's wrong. In order to trust someone that is not that Trumas Maestros, he can't be an Am Haaretz. That's the criteria. That's similar to what the Chazon Ish is saying. And the Mela, since if you're part of the Orthodox community, you can't say he's an Am Haaretz from the Gemara's term. So therefore, it's good enough. Therefore, you can trust someone else in order to tell you that Shumas and Maishos have been separated. And Al Achas Kamal Kamal, when you have a kashrus organization. That's the next paragraph. When we call Mokam, Kol Shaloi Kovanu, Luchora, Kol Shaloi Kovanu, Luchora, Noidin Demai. You don't need chaverus. Even though we know in the time of the Gemara that just because you're Talmud Chacham does not make you to a chaver, ulai kol ze in hoya am oretz v'chazar bo. That's only the situation if it's not am oretz. The chazar bo, if you start out as Nam Oretz and you want to upgrade, so then you need to enter into the set of a chaver. But if you were never Nam Oretz, you grew up in a home, a family of Talmidei Chachamim, Ach Misha Bishosh Nasa Godel Loimed Yeshiva Shel Hachacham Ein Tzor Chaverus.
Because it's still all talking about the owner of the food.
Right.
It's not talking about Hachacham.
Right, exactly. So, Mika, if you go to someone's house, so let's say, right, that's right, exactly. So, in other words, A decha nemun bi isurin is true when it comes to Truma Maisa as well. Okay, the basic gist is that you don't need to be a chaver. You just don't need, just should not be an Amoritz. And since Bizman Hazeh, if you're part of the.
I'm not an Amoritz?
Well, yeah. What? If you know the person, you go and eat in your friend's house. You go and you buy fruit and vegetables from a market. And the market, they don't separate shumas and maishas. And you have to do it yourself, which in areas show when I understand is very common. Right, instinct is fairly common. You go to a supermarket, and a lot of the things they don't always separate.
This is a sign of goodness.
Okay, unless it's nakash, but let's say there are markets in certain neighborhoods where they do not separate. You have to do it yourself. And now you're a guest. You come into your friend's house, and Shabbos invites you come for my suda, and your friend. So you have to go say to him, "Sorry, I can't eat. I know you. Even though you made a sim hashas, I know you learned dafyomi every day, and you're very talmud chacham. But listen, I'm a guest in your home. I'm not going to eat until I'm lafish chumas and maishos myself, because you're not a chaver, and it's Shabbos, and Shabbos I can't be lafish chumas and maishos, so therefore I can't come eat your suit in your house on Shabbos." So the Chazner says you don't say that because you're making a big mistake. Who says you need to be a chaver to be a chaver? You just don't have to. You just should not be an Am Haaretz. And bizman hazef, you're part of the Orthodox community. You're not Am Haaretz. That appears to be the gist of what he's saying over here. I read through the words really. I can't really translate all the words.
What is he based on?
What?
What is he based on?
His own Svara. Das Torah. Mr. Glatter. This is Das Torah. This is based on his Svara. He's basing it on, this is what he says. The Kosaf Haderech Amunah. Okay, Derech Amunah, I think I told you, I think is Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Yeah, the Derech Chaim is right. He writes on all those on the Mishnayos of Shvius of Zoraim. Shvius Chumas and Maestro, Shvius is easy because Shvius is Hefker. Shvius is much easier. You mean you're doing an Aver, you're doing Malah, you're doing after Shas Bior. Or Shvius, doing your Shvius.
It's not our law.
Okay, all of these things. But the main issue of Chaverim is Truma and Maisu. That's the main issue. Truma and Maisu. Look further. The Kosav Derech Emuna B'Shem Bala Koyvet Shubis Shabalabayis Shenizar Milechel She'ena Musar. Ella. What about a Balabayis that does not eat Nizar? Ella Shu Sormech Alahech Sherim. He relies upon the Kashrus organizations. Shalafi Daito Ev Shalusmech Alayim Oz Oyreach She'ena Sormech Alahech Sherim Anal. Ain lo lechol etz lo balabayis b'stama af al pish balabayis yodeh she'ein ha'arech samech al zeh amnan im a balabayis amish hu ba'atzma yisar yesh lodun lehamina. So here he talks about this very funny situation. You come to a home. I don't rely upon the kashrus organization. I have to talk to the Israelis. I have no idea what they do. But it seems like some Israelis like to separate on their own Chumas and Maestros. Maybe Nechnami. Maybe this is a much bigger issue than we really appreciate what we're reading over here. You got to talk to the Israelis. That appears that some Israelis, they don't rely upon the kashrus organizations when it comes to Chumas and Maestros. They separated themselves. So let's say you are a guest in someone's home, and you, the host, relies upon the kashrus organizations, and you do not separate again Chumas and Maestros, but your guest does not rely upon these kashrus agencies and does it himself. So you have to tell him. You got to tell him, listen, I was not mafish Chumas and Maestros, so I relied upon the Rabbanut. I relied upon the kashrus agencies. Everyone agrees, yes, of course it's Bizman Hazeh. Of course, you mechui Bizman Hazeh. Some derai, some derabonans. But certainly at least me derabonan. I think some will even derai. So the nishra, so therefore you have to tell the person. You have to tell the person, but then of course, if you tell your guest, and then but even if you rely upon the kashrus agencies, and you know your guest does not, so you do it, alright, I'm going to be machmir. I am going to separate Shumas and Maestros. But who says the guest can rely upon you? Just like the guest does not rely upon the Rabbanut, he's not going to be rely upon you. In fact, I would much better rely upon the Rabbanut. They know what they're doing. You don't know what you're doing.
What about imported products?
No, imported products you do not. Import, if it comes from Chutz Laaretz, you do not need the mafish. Yes, you do. Yes, 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 yes. They always write about this. They write about this in the newspapers, that there are certain types of produce that are found here locally that come from Eretz Yisrael, certain times of the year, and yeah, it's a, you have to know to be mafish Shumas and Maestros to make sure. It depends. Sometimes, yes, that's all part of the issue.
Now the issue is even if it says Shumas and Maestros, there's no thing about Shvius. Because usually they say they take care of the Shumas and Maestros.
But not during Shvius. They don't take it in Shvius. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know. You have to be careful. Yeah.
Why in
Pesach?
From the sea.
Yeah.
In the different schools.
Yeah.
They say.
They took Maisa. The kashrus organization
took
Maisa.
They took it. So for somebody who was eating by somebody,
yeah,
it's like there's a concept of Hesker's kashrus. Somebody says, I'm kosher.
Okay, in a chanami, right. It's the same, yeah, in a chanami. He's just pointing out, just he's making. Yeah.
He is not so much. He says, yes, look at him.
Yeah, you should believe him. Okay, let's see. Mishal Bal Akoyveit Teshuvais. Eich Lohoyveis the Talmid Bnei Yeshiva. Ubinos Seminarim. The seminary girls. Okay, so what do you do? Lagabe hafrosh ashumus maestros biyameinu v'im evshalus mechala hechshav hashkoch lagabe zeh. What's the halach lemaist? To rely upon the kashrus agencies, the heishav. So the kovish shubus writes. Shemavur b'maaseh sheni, himself maaseh sheni. Shemimei Yochanan Kohen Gadol, ein adam tzarich lishol al demai. That in his life, and this is very important, in the day of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, In Yochanan Kohen Gadol, there was no need to be, there was no more shail of demai. Everyone was a tzaddik. Everyone did it. So look what it says. They established the zugois. The zugois means there were two leaders of the generation. Now, Beperish Hagra, Mimunim Liros in Mafrishim Om. There was a kashrus agency in existence in the time of Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Kolayma She'ein Adam Tzach Lishol B'bnei Shakol B'cheskas Mesukin. V'chenem Yushalmi U'chaperish Hakar B'no Eid Hashem V'nimsunim Son L'meidim Shagam Yom Shal Yochanan Kohen Gadol Shetikon Takonis Demai. Even in the times of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, during the time of the Tanoim, when there was such a thing called Chaverus, but during that particular Tekufa, there were kashrus agencies, which was Mesakeh in all of the Tvua, and no one had, it was never a Shaila. Be'ofen sheyesh talmidei chacham hamafkichim that inspected, al ha'amecho aratzos, sheyafrishu tumus ha'maishos. In that matzav, ein halokech tzach l'shalal demai. Ela somech ala hechsher v'atam chacham sheminu habezdin acharai al hafrash tumus ha'maishos. So therefore, if that was good enough during the time of Chazal, it certainly is good enough as man hazeh. U'lechein b'ne didon halokech to tzuras. What's tzuras mean? Produce. Tzuras mimekoymo shehem tachas pikuach noos under good authority and the good or agencies. V'rabbonim gzuntait. V'rabbonim talmidei chachomim. Achroyim al hafrash shumus ha'maishos. Mi'ikir hadin ein tzorich loshuv l'hafrash shumus ha'maishos. V'chein roi l'midrash bepirko to darshan in public. That is nothing to talk about because the Yerushalmi, it's the beferish Yerushalmi. Now even during the Tkufa when there was chaverus, there were kashrus organizations in ancient times that inspected, and then there was not an issue of demai. So the zman hazeh, when we don't have chaverus,
we're
chaverim, no? But they were not acting within chaverim. They were acting midin the bezdin. They were acting midin of supervision. The hoisef ulam baal nefesh hayori v'chorei ledvar Hashem. Okay, the tshuvas. I don't know who this is. The Kavis tshuvas. He writes a baal nefesh hayori v'chorat ledvar Hashem. Kedai sheyanig atzme lehafresh mikol davar hanichnas lebeisa. Very big chiddush. There's such. I don't know what goes on. You got next time you go to Eretz Yisrael, your grandchildren who live in Eretz Yisrael, go to Eretz Yisrael. The seminar, go there. What exactly they do? Hanichnas lebeisa beprat sheyodei ki gamim mekama sheyesh from hashkoch al tumas amayshos lepom. They make many leniencies. Sometimes they make use of very great leniencies, and we'll see in the next thing he talks about. You're getting 10%. 10% is quite a bit of money. Cuts into your profits. So a lot of leniencies, they don't give 10%. They just give a mamish or pruta. They give a very small amount.
But you don't have to give it.
You have to give it. But even though, okay, that, and a lot of the Kehli talks about this.
You can eat it.
Because it's not Kodesh. It's not holy. Right. So therefore, they make least mirak. Okay, so a very fascinating thing, you never think about this. The Gemara does a review, the Gemara talks about you're not allowed to rely upon Al Ma'aretz. Why Bizman Hazeh are we together Chaverim? We're not Chaverim Bizman Hazeh. We don't fulfill all the conditions of Mesechta Demai. Teretz is, we're not Amaratzim Bizman Hazeh. It's a very uplifting thing from the Chazon Ish. We're not Amaratzim, Memel, it's good enough. Yes, he is. Absolutely.
Because he trusts
himself. Absolutely.
So we're all Amoratzim.
So we have to do it ourselves, though. We have to do it ourselves. One Amoratz can't rely upon another Amoratz. So the Chazon Ish says, you don't have to be a Chaver. You just don't have to be an Amoratz. Very big chiddush. And then we have the second chiddush, that who says that even look at the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi at Smashmi, they were kashrus agencies in the time of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, time of the Bayis Bayisheni. The tail end of the Bayisheni was, they were kashrus agencies. Even when, that's during the time that the tail end of the Bayisheni was from the Tanoim. And if there were Tanoim, it was Chaveh, that's the Mishnayis, Mesech Demai, there was Chaveh, and there was still kashrus agencies, and there was no need, it was suspended during that Kufa, so it's no different as Man Hazeh. We can rely upon the kashrus agencies as well. And even though you have to be careful because there are coolest, there are certain coolest that they rely upon. So if you want to do it yourself, ma toivu ma noim. Okay, let's do another example. Ma'is oni bizman hazeh. Now you talk about ma'iser oni. Let's see what he says. Hapaiskim danu kiyayim uzumodu. We'll see how far we get if we have time. Hapaiskim danu kiyayim shahari become with mafushim trumas amaisho seinim noisim bepoilas amaisho rishim alevi vis amaisho amaisho ani lo ani. Okay, we have a very big problem as a man has with levim. Today, generally, you don't give maisho trum, you have to give. You have to give trum, you have to destroy it. Now, trum is very easy because trum is a mashahu. All you got to give is a teeny one kernel and you're done. So lechatchila you should give 1/50th. If you're generous, 1/40th. If you're stingy, 1/60th. But since Bizman Hazeh we don't have Kohanim and Miyuchasim, there's no one today that is confident to say, I am a Kohen Vadai and I'm willing to eat Truma. So you don't eat it, you destroy it. It's thrown in the garbage, it's disposed of. So since you only have to give a Mashuhu, it's anyway going to go into disposal, so you just give a small amount. But when it comes to Maaser Rishon, when you give the Levi, that's serious business. You gotta give 10%. You gotta give 10%. So is there anyone that today that can say they're a Levi for sure? No. But no one today that can say they're for sure Levi that's willing to take it midin Maaser Rishon. So what do? So basically you mafresh Maaser Rishon. You mafresh Maaser Rishon and you don't give it to anyone. You eat it yourself. Because you could eat it. There's no kedusha. There's no kedusha. What you're stealing from the Levi? I'm not stealing. Prove to me that you're a Levi, and you could have it. But there's no prohibition for a Yisrael to eat Maaser Rishon. So you got no problem. Where's the problem? Big problem. Aniyim. Because he's going to say in a few moments, today there are real aniyim. The aniyim today are so real, they're more real than the kohanim. Like there are aniyim yuchasim. That's what it says. Achlan alitzlan. That's how it is. There are real aniyim. So therefore, we on the year, in the third year of the cycle, in the sixth year of the cycle, when you have an obligation to give 10% of your produce to aniyim, you really got to give it. You really got to give it. So what happens if you don't want to give it? Unfortunately, if you give away 10%, it's a very big cut. It's a very big loss to the farmer to give 10% of the produce in year 3 and year 6 to the aniyim. So what do? So do they or do they not? So here he writes over as follows. Bain shakana isam emokam shain hashkacharuya, bain im yesh sofik im haim chayavim, yachulam al levi lani, hevir rayish peros elu chayabim maishos utulu. So you buy peros, and you don't know for sure if they were mafresh, maiser, ani, maiser, rishon. So you have to do it a second time. If you buy fruit or vegetables from a store, from a supermarket, and you do not know if they were mafresh, truma, maiser, so truma you must give. So you give a mashahu, and you throw it in the garbage. Finished. What about Maaser? So Maaser, you separate 10%, or you say you read the Nusach, I'm being mafresh 10% of Shuri, and you don't give it to anyone, you eat it yourself. Because you say to the Ani, prove that it's yours and you can have it. Because maybe the Kashrus organization really did separate 10% for the Ani. What?
Can you sell it?
I think you can sell it because it's yours, and if someone wants to take it away from you,
it belongs to the Levi.
No, they have to prove it. It only belongs to Levi when they prove they're a Levi.
Therefore, you can eat it.
You could eat it. I think you can sell it also. It's totally yours. The halacha of amotze mecharel rai means it's totally yours. It's mamash yours until someone proves otherwise.
You're a Levi.
Yeah, I know.
I'm working for you.
Let's see. Shari moitzin nechvel levarayi. Kamu rabbi sugin shemishem demai inechayv losses the levi. Now I'm give the levi ulani as a masros. On them, me shemafresh peros tevel vadai. But let's say you are the farmer and you mamish separate tevel vadai. Hari mechuyv losses a maaser rishon the levi. Yes, a maaser ani loani. So there was this situation we discussed with you when you buy it from a store. And when you buy it from a store, it's very questionable where it came from, and it can very well be someone already was mafresh maaser. It could very well be. The kashrus organization, they said they did it already. So why are you doing it? I mean, machmer. You're being machmer so that you don't have to give. You can eat it, you say there's no kedusha. But if you are the farmer itself, and you know for a fact that this fruit, these vegetables, they were not mafresh trumas and maestros, then it's vadai, then you mechuyif to give it to the levi, it's a maaser ani lani. The hinei, legabi maaser riso, really, you're going to go give maaser riso to bizman hazeh? Show me who a levi is. Go find me a levi miyuchas. That's confident to say I'm a levi miyuchas, give me the maaser riso. Okay, so then you have an excuse. B'zman hazeh, you can be mafresh to ma'aser rishon. You can eat it yourself because it has no kedusha. Ma'aser does not have kedusha, not like chum that has kedusha, and you can eat it yourself because no one can put your levi. Oy shi'ochol emar lo chavei raya shat levi tol. U'v'shnas ma'aser sheni, b'yochol b'zman. What about ma'aser sheni? Ma'aser rishon, so you redeem it. Ma'aser sheni, separate 10%. You spoke to eat in Yerushalayim in the state of Tahara. You can't eat it b'zman hazeh in the state of Tahara. So what do we do b'zman hazeh for ma'aser sheni? You redeem it. Ma'aser sheni is redeemed on a coin, on a penny, on the smallest coin. Even though it might be worth a lot of money, it doesn't matter. You can redeem it even on the smallest coin. Kol sodeyu al prut achas on a penny uli poter. So ma'aser rishon, no problem. Eat it yourself. It has no kedusha, and no one can tell you that there are levi b'zman hazeh. Ma'aser sheni, that's right. You have to redeem it on a penny. Redeem it on a penny, and you throw the penny in the garbage. So you're done. Omnam ma'aser oni. Two times every Shemitah cycle, when you have to separate Ma'aser Ani in the third year of the cycle, on the sixth year of the cycle, afilu in our day and age, you're in a lot of trouble. Harei mechuyiv lohavi asiris miperus sodeyu lani. V'aniyim, he writes a very, very bizarre expression. V'aniyim mihudarim yesh letzareinu b'shefa. Unfortunately, there's an abundance of aniyim mihudarim. Like a pre-Eitz Hadar, like a name that fulfilled the description of poverty in every respect of the word. With the emesh yesh, what?
Prime quality.
Prime quality aniim there are b'zman hazeh. So what do we do b'zman hazeh? We emesh yesh man mibalei hasodos sacharedim v'hashem. And guess what? Go to Eretz Yisrael, you will discover there are indeed farmers that to every third and the sixth year they actually give. They separate 10% of their produce and they give it to poor people. They do it. B'shnas ma'aser lo seisach asiris miperish sodeim laniim. Omnam ba'avonaseinu loyd zochinu shiyanekein roi b'alei hasodos. But the fact is, in Eretz Yisrael, most farms do not separate 10% of the produce and give it to the poor people. Upoil Rav, Upoil Roy Bale Hasodos, Mimanimes Mashkiach, Amashkiach Kashos, Sheyafrish, Sachumus, Maestros, Umishiris, Amaiser Rishon, Amaiser Oni Li Atzmo, and they keep it for themselves. So here's the problem. He made no points, can be even Shloy Noistam, Paris Leon, Lucho Yeshmokum Loma, Sheyu, Peros of Tevil, Mikamatanin. So some of the points can want to say that during the third and the sixth year, we got big problems. Because Vine Yesh Rasul Lichtov, Shakol, So since the kashrus agencies, they're not actually giving it away, they may actually separate it, but they don't give it away. That's nonsense. That's an invalid hafrasha. And if you don't actually separate it, then it's tevel. If it's tevel, it's a chiyuv misa bidei shamayim. So it's very interesting that you don't hear about this in the news. Shemitah, oh, the Keren HaShvi'is. You know, it's all over the news, Shemitah. But you don't hear much about year 3 and year 6. Year 3 and year 6, year 1 and 2 and 4 and 5 is no big deal. Because year 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, what can go wrong? Nothing can go wrong. You give a little, you give a mashu for tshuma, and you separate the ma'aser rishon and you keep it for yourself, and the ma'aser sheni you redeem on a penny, so what can possibly go wrong? But in year 3 and year 6, you really got to give it away because there are real candidates out there that are eligible for the ma'aser ani. And if you're going to be mafreshit in order to take away the din, I'll be gezel. So that's the solution. We'll be gazlanim. We'll be mafresh the ma'aser ani, and we won't give it. We'll keep it for ourselves. So at least the food is not tevel. It's not a chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim. But if your kavana is to be mafresh and not to give, that's not even called the hafrasha. If that's not called the hafrasha, the produce is called tevel. If it's tevel, there's a chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim. This is what he's saying, a scandal. There's a scandal going on. Eric just showed that's what he's trying to say.
You redeem it for money and give the money to the doctor.
Also, he's going to talk about redeeming. He's going to talk about redeeming in a moment. But yeah, you should. I mean, you should do that. You should definitely redeem it. You should separate it and redeem it. But the problem is that he's saying over here that the Metzius was a lot of farmers. They wouldn't give it. They just wouldn't give it. They would bring in a kashrus agency to go through the motions of mafish truma, mafish ma'aserisha, ma'asesheni, ma'aseoni. Okay, ma'aseoni, you have to give. You may not have to give ma'aserisha, ma'asesheni because it's not possible, but you have to give ma'aseoni. No. We didn't give last year. We're not giving this year. But if you have no intent of giving lechatchila, so it's not a hafrasha. It's a kucho tulula. It's a joke. If it's not a hafrasha, now you got big serious problems. Not only do you have a problem of gezel aniyim, you have a problem that the produce is not kosher. The produce is tevel. Tevel is misa bidei shamayim. It's worse to eat produce that you're not mafish chumas amayishos than to eat chazer.
So there's an easy way. So to be mafish, think of the oni and then steal it from the oni.
And then, but he's saying, but if,
then
he,
it's always a
but if you're not, but he's saying, but his question is, if you have no kavana, soif ma'isa b'machshava tchila, if you really, in the bottom of your mind, have no intent of giving it to the ani, at all, so the hafrasha is nonsense. It's not a hafrasha. It's a nonsense hafrasha. If it's a nonsense hafrasha, it's really tevel. If it's tevel, it's the mitzvah of the shemayim. The produce in year 3 and year 6 is worse than chazer. Chazer is only a loisase. Tevel is misa b'dei shemayim. Let's see. V'al zeh kaza amin chashlomo. Amin chashlomo. Shembal haperus atzma mafresh es peroisa. V'yodia masha oimer. So v'al haperus knows what he's saying. V'rak achakach kishabol le'levim v'anim litvois hutoyin shalim v'schavim b'lev shalim lakmes lahaknois esrim. 10%, 20%, 10% for each of the two of me peros of lachem nira shalav klum. He did nothing with the vorm shemlevin with the vorm. Below yichmas lanu klal mechashavta vidas hapiguma your corrupt thought. The harei ze hafrasha gemura. Olim, the Inishmeh Lano Harayu Gazlan, the Aval Peros of Mitzvah. So he's saying really what your answer is. Okay, so he wants to say that your answer is, the bottom line is, at least go through the motions. Go through the motions, be mafresh, truma, semaishos in year 3 and year 6. If you don't give it, okay, you're a Gazlan. You're a Gazlan. But at least you accomplished one thing. So the Oni can prove. That's the problem. The problem is the Oni. That's what he mentioned in the previous paragraph. That the Oni can prove it.
The Oni can prove it.
But I don't want to give it to you. I have another Oni.
Okay, but you have to still give it to an Oni. You have to still give it. But you still have to give it.
I know, but there's one money out of Maris is the first Oni that shows up, gets it.
But you also have to still give no matter what, but you still have to give it. When it comes to Ba'is HaRish or Ba'is HaShani, you can't give it. There's no one to give it to. When it comes to Ba'is HaShani, you have to give it. So you are a Gazlan by not giving it. But at least go through the motions. If you go through the motions, it's no longer Tevel. And he's comparing it to Mechiras Chametz. There are a lot of problems with Mechiras Chametz. But the bottom line is, technically it works. Since Al Pi Halacha, you've gone through the motions, you made the transaction with the Goy, even though the Goy may have a very difficult time getting the Chametz, the Goy purchased the Chametz, and when the Goy is going to come to buy the Chametz, when Pesach is over, he may have a very difficult time, so the guy will claim in court the whole thing is a harama, the whole thing is hocus pocus, it's nonsense, and therefore all of you Jews were over on Baal Yerah, Baal Yematzeh over Pesach, so the Bezim will say, sorry buddy, we were not over on Baal Yerah, Baal Yematzeh no matter what. That was last week's parsha, right? That parsha is for A. No matter what, we are not. Will you get your chametz? That's another story. But one thing is for sure, we are not even Baal Yimotze. Setting here as well, when it comes to year two, three, and the year three and year six, the kashrus agency should be mafish chumas and maestros. If the Baal Bayis gives it, doesn't give it, that's his problem. But at least they have been successful in preventing the consumer from being nichshal in eating tevel. The kasav shulchor yeshlochich mizugin midas kacham shesoyim shalam oretz in the mafish maese ani. The mafim that doesn't work. The Gemara talks about a situation where the Amoritz, he's mafresh. Such a thing, that's the question. If you are being mafresh without the kavon of giving, does it take away the din tevel? And from the Gemara, it's mash, from the Amoritz, from the time of the Gemara, they did not give. They mamsh didn't give. They were mafresh, but they refused to give the poor man. And the Gemara, it's mashma, it was at least successful enough to take off the din tevel, the chi of me. The cause of the shlomo sheyev shlomo kain. It's not a raya. Shebesugi mivur shegam or belozem odi shamaret zidlo yigzul tani. It's not so. V'im enem mischaven losses apeiros enem mamafresh elo shabelozem stav sheyesh lo charos hetu alidei sheyafkir es nechasov. Will he wants to give? What he does is he's mafkir. The amoritz is another technique not to give. You mafkir your property. And then you become an ani, or you take it back for yourself. So it's not a raya from the Gemara. Ella shekaz amin. What's the problem with manazeh? Shafilu im neistem mishus l'mashkiach hamunah l'mashos l'sakim perusim him yodim rak zesh etzirim lahavsid me'ad yosim yechem emeya. People don't know the law at all. The ignorance is so great that the farmers think that the most you'll have to give away is 1/100 of your property. That's the 1%. 1%. If they would know, you would tell the farmers you have to give 10%. They will look at you like, what? 10%? I only make profit 5%. I give away all my profits plus a little bit more. Out of your mind? So see, it holds that Bizman Hazeh, today there's a real problem that they don't want to give. The gam tzvichim lema is a nusach shalte. This thing it's talking, you say a nusach atfil, you bless the food, the great produce. Aval einam ala klala daita shebe meyrasu oisa halmun ala mashos beperus kodam oisa b'sach shalai. The farmers don't believe that the kashrus organizations are really doing something that has financial meaning to their assets. They think they're just blessing it by making these brachas. It's no good. Just like the Pesachim said that when it comes Pesach, if you say the Kol Chamira and you've no clue what you're saying, it's not a bittul. You have to at least know in your mind that what you're doing is you're being mevatel the chametz you own. So too, the farmers have to know that there's a real hafrash taking place. And if they don't know this, then it's namish nothing, and it's nothing, then the consumer can be nichshol in eating tevel. The Mincha Shlomo says the best thing Bizman Hazeh is let the consumer be mafresh as chumas and maestras, which probably some people do Bizman Hazeh. Let the consumer do it himself. Tevel, put up a big sign in the supermarket, everything is tevel, go home, do it yourself.
Some people have I don't know if the chazanish is, but they carry a special coin.
Chuma, that's a ma'aser sheni, ma'aser sheni. But what about ma'aser oni? It's a very big problem, he says. And in the year of three, the other years are not such a big deal, obviously. Year one and year two, four and five. Because anyway, there's no loss to anyone. But there's a real serious problem. Year three and year six, a very serious problem. And he says, well, maybe your best idea is the farmer should not do it, because the yotzah schore behef sedo, by them doing it, it's not really good. You're misleading the people the thing that it's really done, it's really not shalikidim, because they don't know what's going on. The best thing is the people should do themselves. Okay, one more paragraph on the next page. The gam yadua shebedoros onu yeshem bale nitzpoin kill. There are fakers. There are a lot of fakers out there. Sheyagidu bepeiros sheinim reitzim lasa sheker benafshem v'lemar al echad me'asarshu shaych l'udim v'oyd v'odecha me'asar la'aniim u'liyos achach gazlon u'likach mamon l'achedim li'atzma. Yeah, they make put up big signs and they keep it all to themselves. They're just liars and fakers. U'lachein therefore shuma shuma al haraf. It is the responsibility. It is put upon the raf. Oy al hamamune. Al Hamasros lehasbir nochon, to explain properly lebaolim mahu ho'inyin shel hafrashas chumus maishas uleman yedu shemafishim echad mechamisha miperosem levim laniim. The setting one fifth from the peris to the levim laniim sheloi almanas litin lohem. Tell them that you're doing wrong. That if you're going to be mafreshed 20% and you're not going to give it away, you're a ganef. They have to be told that.
Is the storekeeper or you?
The storekeeper. The storekeeper. The rabbanim who are in charge of giving, because the rabbanim who are in charge of being mafresh shumus and maishas, have to tell them that if we're going to be mafresh shumus, we have to give it away.
To me, why not explain to the storekeeper?
Yeah, that's what he means. That's what he says. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, you should tell it to people. You should know that the storekeeper is stealing.
I'm not sure what he means then. I think he means tell the storekeeper. Tell everyone. Everyone should know. So everyone should get together, do the right thing. Someone should do it. The gam tzrichim ladas lafi dina tarkadosh in halevi. If the levi oyani yidzu as a peris shumna kara aleim shem ma'is harayze shalohem, that if a levi chaps or an ani chaps, he gets to keep it. Okay, so the bottom line is that it's a very big problem. We only think about the issue of Shvius, but year 3 and year 6 is a very real issue, because there are real anim in Eretz Yisrael who are entitled. It's their entitlement, and the people, the farmers, have to be mavish and give it to them. If they don't give it to them, then there's a question if there even hafrasha was a valid hafrasha, and if it's not a valid hafrasha, then the produce is tevel schiv misa deshamayin. In addition, the balei batin, they're over every single moment and the prohibition of bal ta'acher, and he suggests the solution is they should lechatchila not be mafresh shumus ma'isros and let the consumer do it and pass off the cost to the consumer. That way there'll be no misunderstanding in this issue. Okay, we'll stop over here.